Michael Jordan is the Time Murray of basketball. Now, in rodeo circles, that's quite a compliment to Michael Jordan, that is, because at the age of 32, Time Murray has won 7 all-around world championships and is already in the Professional Rodeo Hall of Fame after a 14-year career of bull, bareback, and saddle bronc riding. Time Murray has now decided to stop competing. His title is King of the Cowboys Secure. Time Murray joins us from his ranch in Stephenville, Texas. And Mr. Murray, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You won 7 all-around world championships, $3 million. What made you decide to stop now?
When I was a little boy, I wanted to break Larry Mahan's record. At the time, him and a guy by the name of Tom Ferguson had the most all-around titles ever won, tied at 6. I was able to break that record in 1998, and after I'd done that, I had done everything that I wanted to do in the sport, so now I'm going to be able to be at the ranch a lot more and dedicate a lot more time to that.
Some of us in our conference area were watching videotapes of your wonderful ride aboard Perfect Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think we have some audio of that here.
The key for Ty is just to get this bull to lead the chute. Very dangerous. Lots to get upside down. He's got a good shot at it right here.
Bull switches directions, hesitates, continues now.
What does that feel like?
It's hard to describe what it feels like to get in sync with an animal that big and that strong that jumps that high in the air, you know, with 20,000 people on their feet screaming for you. If you've never done it, I don't think all the talking in the world would explain to you what it's like.
I'm interested, though, the key, as you said, seems, I mean, it's not in subduing or mastering the bull, it's getting in sync with the bull, the way you put it.
Right. Well, you know, you're talking about an animal that weighs 2,000 pounds, that has a mind of his own. And through years and years of doing it, I've probably rode about 10,000 times in my career. And to me, it was just such a great challenge to learn how to try to master your own brain and your body at the same time, to where you can get on an animal that's that big, that bucks that hard, and be in perfect sync with him and have a perfect counter move executed at the precise time and make it look easy.
It's always struck me when I watch bull or bronc riding over the years that the most dangerous part has to be when you've made a successful ride and you have to dismount, because then you're really exposed to the flashing hooves and stuff.
You know, I always approached it that the ride wasn't over when the whistle blew. The ride was over when I was out of the arena. And, you know, I think that's the way you have to treat it, because, like in the bull riding, for example, some of those bulls are really mean. Some of them aren't mean at all, but I treated all of them like they were mean, and even ones that you know a little bit about their personality or disposition, they wake up in different moods.
Yeah. Mr. Murray, do I get that right? Did we see your name co-credited on a CD recently?
Yes, that's right.
On a song, right? Till We Run Out of Road?
That's right.
How did that come about?
Well, my girlfriend, who is Jewel, she was wanting to show me how you would write a song.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we wrote this song that was about rodeo that people wouldn't really know was about rodeo, and it could kind of correlate to anything in anybody's life.
The other day I talked to Lou. He quit back in 92. Says he misses about those were the best times he ever had. He said, give it hell till the end. Cause once you quit,
Mr. Murray, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
I appreciate it. It's been good talking to you.
Speaking with us from his ranch in Stephenville, Texas, Ty Murray, 7-time, all-around, world champion cowboy. After 14 years, he's retired, but still the king of the cowboys.
But I went too old.